From the KBUT Satellite Studios in CB South, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Tuesday, May 26th. Colorado's restaurant industry is finally getting opportunities to loosen restrictions. Restaurants in Gunnison County may open their doors for dine-in service at no more than 25% of their capacity per local public health orders. A statewide health order goes into effect Wednesday that would allow up to 50 people per establishment. Gunnison County Public Health Director Joni Reynolds says she will consider aligning with the state order, but for now holds to the 25% capacity rule. Gunnison County was granted a variance late Friday night that allowed for the reopening of restaurants as well as places of worship and private campgrounds. The state denied the county's request for reopening bars. Lawmakers are returning to the state capitol today to resume a session that was put on hold by the coronavirus. As KBUT's Scott Franz reports, they will start with a grim task.
The legislature is considering a budget proposal that would cut almost $1 billion from colleges, universities, and K-12 schools. It would also suspend a property tax break for veterans and older residents. Overall, the state faces a $3.3 billion shortfall because of the coronavirus. Democratic Senator Mike Foote says no department will be spared.
The budget that we will pass will be a terrible budget, one that nobody is going to want to pass, one that will include cuts and to virtually everything, I think.
Lawmakers will also face some partisan battles. Republicans criticized Governor Polis for spending nearly $1.7 billion in federal aid after saying he would let the legislature spend it. Republicans also fought a proposal requiring everyone at the Capitol to wear masks during the pandemic. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The state's famous peach crop appears to be rebounding slightly after a potentially devastating April freeze. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Harrison Topp is the membership director with the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. He says things are looking up for himself and other Western Slope peach farmers after the hard freeze in mid-April.
You know, it's probably just slightly worse than an average year for around us.
Topp says farmers hope to salvage between 30 and 50% of their crop. A really good year might yield something like 70% of the peaches. But he says that can actually bring its own problems, too. A bumper peach year can lead to oversupply and lower prices.
I'm going out on a limb here a little bit. Sometimes it can be nice to have a little bit of a shorter crop year because hopefully demand is higher and hopefully prices are better for us.
This year, though, it looks like demand for Palisade peaches will likely outstrip supply. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper has asked for the delay of an ethics hearing that was scheduled to take place via video conference on June 4th. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The ethics complaint dates back to 2018. It alleges that Hickenlooper improperly accepted free air travel from friends and supporters. Hickenlooper is running for U.S. Senate and faces a primary race on June 30th. His legal team has argued that a remote ethics hearing violates his constitutional rights. The group that filed the complaint, led by former Republican State House Speaker Frank McNulty, agreed with Hickenlooper's team about the trouble with a hearing via video conference. They also asked the Independent Ethics Commission to reschedule the hearing for a time when Hickenlooper could appear in person. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
This Wednesday night, May 27th at 9 p.m., KBUT will present a tribute to our friend Dan Escalante with songs and dedications from the KBUT DJ family to our absent brother. Tune in Wednesday, May 27th at 9 p.m. for a tribute to Dan Escalante from all of us here at KBUT.